Hi, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex Eagles training camp, well underway here in South Philadelphia. I'm Alex Smith, joined by Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz. Carson, I know you've been here all week long with some of the rookies and selected vets, but now that the whole team is here, does it kind of feel like the first day of school? I mean, how exciting is it to have everybody back in town?
It did. Yesterday, it sure did. You know, that's why I actually told somebody that I'm just finally getting everybody here. I know I can speak for more than just myself. We're all just really excited to finally get back. You know, summer was great to get away, but we truly believe we're building something special here, and I think a lot of us are chomping at the bit to get back. So seeing everybody again yesterday, sitting in those meetings and everything, it's just been an exciting time.
So everybody gets back in, Coach Peterson addresses the team. What's the message this year after going 7-9 last year?
Yeah, well, the message was pretty clear, you know, that wasn't good enough. That's not where we want to be, and at the same time, we realize how close we were in so many games. So the message is this league is it's hard to win. It's hard to win close games. So we're gonna hopefully switch that around a little bit, and you know, hopefully we can. Our goal is to win the division, and then keep playing into January and see what happens. And that's been the resounding message for sure.
Carson, I know last year was a crazy year from you in terms of the draft and then being named the starter right before the season starts. But did you take some time this off season to kind of, you know, take a step back and reflect on it?
For sure. Yeah, that was the biggest thing, I think, the month of January and most of February for me to just kind of get away from football for a little bit. You know, I made a deal with the coaches that for a good month I wouldn't throw a football, wouldn't touch it.
Was that tough on you?
It was a little bit, but it was really good for me at the same time. You know, it was good because, like you said, that first year, playing all 16 games, going through the draft process, it was all just a whirlwind. So I've really was able to take that time away and come back for OSPs and OTAs and, you know, just kind of hungry for it. Then take a little more time this summer, and I've just been really, really antsy, chomping at the bit, ready to go, and I just feel a lot more refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to go because I did take that time.
What do you think the biggest thing you took away from last year was? What was the biggest learning point for you?
I think the biggest thing, kind of like I already talked about, is just it's hard to win. You know, this league is – everybody's so close. You know, anybody can beat anybody any Sunday, so it's hard to win, and we just got to learn how in those close situations, those tight moments, to find a way to dig deep and get it done at the end.
Carson, are you a guy who puts a lot of stock into your own personal stats? Because in all of sports, but really the quarterback position, people tend to look at touchdowns, interceptions, you know, completion percentage. Do you put any stock in your own stats?
I don't put stock in personal stats. The only stat I care about is wins. You know, wins and losses at the end of the day, that's what matters. That's what a quarterback is judged on and should be judged on. You know, stats, they come and go, you know, but at the end of the day, are we winning or not?
Mm-hmm. Talking about the quarterback room, you have Nick Foles in here, a guy who's been here before. Yeah. He started. He knows this fan base. What's it been like working with Nick?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, him and I are very similar off the field, similar beliefs, similar, you know, values and everything. So it's been great to kind of pick his brain a little bit and get to know him. And, you know, our relationship, you know, as far as football goes, is kind of just beginning. Mm-hmm. And so this, I know this season will be a fun year with him. And then also Matt McGloin. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all kind of different, but we have the same goals and we all get it. So it's cool to kind of see the dynamic kind of coming together as camp is here.
Externally, from a fan's perspective, there's always high expectations with this team.
For sure.
They're the most passionate fans in the NFL. But do you set expectations internally?
Oh, for sure. You know, my expectations, you know, like I said, our goal and expectations are to be playing into January and see what happens. And I definitely have high expectations. You know, 7-9 for me, it'll never be good enough. You know, that kind of ticks me off to be done before the playoffs, and I never want to have that feeling again.
Carson, my final question for you here. I know it's been a busy off season for you, but one thing you were able to do was start your AO1 Foundation.
Yep.
How happy are you to finally get that going?
Yeah, that was super exciting. You know, it was kind of a long time coming because, you know, I think I've kind of told a number of people, but once I was drafted, I knew I wanted to do something with the foundation and find a way to give back. So that was kind of a long time coming. It was stressful a little bit setting it up and making things go, but my brother was a huge part of that and helping facilitate everything. So getting the foundation website going, getting the event going back in North Dakota, everything went really well, and I'm really excited to see where the Lord takes that.
Carson Wentz, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it.
And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.